Mr. Yeller, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
What is the state of food and agriculture in the region?
Well, an example for how the situation is looking like is prevalence of undernourishment. The analysis is very much that it's related to the status of poverty in the region. But it's not only the malnutrition, so the low calorie intake, but for many countries, it's also a lack of adequate micronutrients like iron, copper, or vitamins. We have to recognize that some of these countries rank even lower than other parts of the world. So stunting of children, reduced growth of children is alarmingly high. Now, another problem to mention is variety of the diet, which is very much based on starchy food. And on the other hand, they have a very low percentage of animal products. It's only 10 to 16%. If we compare that to developed countries, the starchy foods are 30%. Now, the last point is we have a problem with overweight. In the Caucasus or Central Asia, we have almost half of the population suffers from overweight. And in countries like Turkey or Bosnia, we have almost 60%, while the global figure is around 34%.
You mentioned many of the priority issues, but what would you say are the main challenges?
I think we could probably identify four. I mean, one issue is food availability. The second one is the access to food. The third one, I think, is the issue of food utilization. Food utilization means also the nutritional value. And then another one is climate change and food production. Now, when we talk about food availability, we have, in principle, adequate food available, and there has been also steadily increased regarding production. But the average value of food products per capita was much lower than compared to other least developing countries. Another issue in terms of food availability, particularly the Central Asian countries, they are all import countries, so they are dependent on food imports. Except Uzbekistan, and that makes them certainly quite vulnerable. Access to the food, as we know, is related to income level, and that means poor people have more difficulties to access the food, and that is something which is still of concern for parts of the sub-region. Most of the countries of the region, Caucasus and Central Asia, they need to spend for the food more than 30% of the total household expenditure, while if you take, for example, Germany, it's only 10%. The third challenge in the area I was talking about is the nutritional value or the food utilization, because the nutritional value of food and the diversity is really a problem in the region. On the other hand, a positive trend in terms of food utilization is that over the years we have seen a strong increase in food and vegetable consumption in all of the countries, although the level is not yet adequate to the developed countries. Now, last but not least, an increasing challenge for the region is also the climate change and the food production. With this increase of extreme weather shocks, there is certainly the possibility that on the supply side, we will have hikes and that may lead to shortage of food and will spike in food prices and thus could really increase also poverty and affect nutritional intake of the poorest households.
How can these challenges be addressed?
Well, the focus to address these challenges is certainly to introduce adequate policies to improve agricultural production. But the issue of agricultural production should be focusing on becoming more business-oriented. The lack of income has an influence on the food insecurity. There is a need to improve storage facilities in order to enable the farmers selling their products for a longer period, and so therefore achieving also higher and better prices compared to selling of products directly after the harvest, where the price is usually down. And then certainly the improvement of the interregional trade is something which is important to make it less vulnerable for the entire region.
What do governments need to do?
Well, governments need to adapt and need to implement policies. They should really allow the agriculture sector to grow and in fact should give also the incentives to the agriculture sectors to grow. We have the situation that some of the countries in the region have in the meantime recognized also the importance of the agriculture sector. And in some of them, agriculture is one of the fastest growing sectors. But we have still countries where we are not yet at this stage, and there is an important emphasis to further increase and to improve that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jelle.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.